We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. Throws it down. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
To Knicks Nation, morning show time. And the news just keeps on going because today another Woj bomb is kicked off. And this one says that Julius is getting a bag. The Knicks and Julius Randle have agreed to a four-year, $117 million contract extension. Locking them up, man. Full contract is worth 5 years. $140 million. So here we go. We got Kemba locked in. And now Julius has committed to the orange and blue. And listen, after a stellar 2020-2021 season, this was a well-deserved contract extension and hometown discount. So how do you guys feel, man? How do you guys feel about it? Salute to Knicks Nation. CP the Franchise checking in. Early morning show edition, a quick edition, Knicks Fan TV Live. So how are we feeling, man? This morning I wake up after I watched USA take out Australia in the semifinals competition. Late night for CP after another great show on the Kemba Show. Woke up to another Woj bomb, man. The Knicks and Julius have come to a four-year, $117 million contract extension. And my quick reaction was that this is a great deal. This is a steal, a hometown discount, if you will. You know, some of you see that type of money and say, what discount? But it's certainly a discount. And it's a discount because Julius could have easily taken this thing into free agency after this season coming up and been eligible for a $200 million contract if he earned it. So he could have easily waited it out, bet on himself, and take it into the next offseason where he would have been eligible for $200 million. But instead, he extends his current contract. He had 1 year left at $19 million. And so he was eligible for about 120% of that. And so he gets $28 million a year. That's a steal. That is an absolute steal. Absolute steal. And so what I think the thinking was between him and his team was, look, they're able to hedge against potential regression in this upcoming season. Maybe his numbers take a step back. You know, you got Kemba here dominating the ball. We'll see what happens with Julius. Does his shooting numbers take a step back a little bit? And he hedged against potential injury risk as well. So he does all that. The Knicks are able to keep the cap flexible once again on a team-friendly deal. To me, this is a great deal for both sides. Again, $28 million, he's now the 39th highest paid player in the league. And that number is going to continue to rise as market values increase and contract values increase in the future over the next few years. You just saw John Collins of the Atlanta Hawks get a 5-year, $125 million deal. Julius's value is now worth 5 years, $140. To me, he's a way better player than John Collins. Way better player than John Collins. So I think this is a great deal for both sides. And look, you know, this was the lead, you know, to the naysayers who say, you know, CP didn't show up in the playoffs, he didn't do anything, this, that, and the third. Look, this was the most improved player of the league. This was a guy who garnered MVP consideration. 24 points per game, 10 rebounds, 6 assists on 40% shooting. The reason the Knicks made the playoffs was because of Julius Randle. Tack on All-Star. Tack on All-Star there. All defense considerations. I mean, you got to pay him. This is the cost of doing business. Playoff failures aside, he's earned it. And how could we argue that he hasn't? Playoff failures aside, he earned this contract. And he gave him a team-friendly deal to boot. So I'm with it, man. It's flexible. Hey, for some of you guys that want Zion here, hey, maybe the next blockbuster deal is a trade for Julius for Zion. Who knows? They're not coming here to play together. I don't, you know, all those people who see Zion playing the three here, that's ridiculous. So, listen, it's a team-friendly deal. Keeps him flexible. And I thought it was a very good deal for both sides to get this done. Very good deal for both sides to get this done. So what do you guys think, man? Let me see some chats. How's everybody feeling right now? What do you guys think? Shout out my guys, Knicks Film School, Andrew Claudio. It's a salute to the GOAT CP. Your boys at Knicks Film School, hashtag we here. Appreciate you guys. Yeah, I think it's well deserved, man. He earned it. He put in the work. He put the team on his back. This team is nowhere. This team is a lottery team without his contributions last season. Yeah, I get it. You know, playoffs, he was a deer in the headlights. Did not deliver. Choked. I'll give you all of those adjectives. All of it. You know. But at the end of the day, this is a cost of doing business, man. He earned the money. And this is well-deserved. And he gave him a team-friendly deal. How could we knock it? Let me see what Ian Begley had to say here in terms of the contract. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Morning show CP time. You know what I'm saying? Didn't even eat breakfast yet. This is going to be a short show, but I had to come on and talk about this, obviously. 9:45, I'm going on the Jake Asman show to talk about the Kemba deal. And we'll probably talk about Julius as well. So I'll have that up on the channel shortly after the interview. And if you want to watch it live or listen live, you can go over to Jake Asman's show on YouTube and listen to it. Here's what E. Begley said on Twitter. He says, with regard to the financial flexibility, Julius Randle was eligible for a new deal worth roughly $200 million if he played out the final year of the current deal and became an unrestricted free agent in 2022. Extending now gives more flexibility, and the deal includes a player option in the final season.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
League sources say part of Julius Randle's thinking in signing this four-year, $117 million extension is that he loves the organization, loves the fans, and wants to commit his prime to the team. Sources add that Randle wants to also commit now to give the Knicks financial flexibility. So, hey, man, everybody's taking care of everybody. The family's taking care of each other, man. And we saw that with the contracts that were doled out for Nerlens. Took care of Nerlens, took care of Rose, took care of Burks. Julius taking care of Julius, and Julius taking care of the organization. So, and I think that type of goodwill, I think it's a good sign for the league. You got to take care of your players. A lot of you guys are saying, oh, well, he was a bust in the playoffs, get rid of him. That wasn't going to happen. They were never going to let him walk. And I never saw a trade out there where they were going to get something worth his true value. So he's here. Now you hope that he continues to get better. How does he and Kemba mesh? How does he and RJ mesh again now in year three together? Can he continue to elevate his game a little bit? And last season he was great. Regular season counts for something. So we'll see how he evolves again in you know, his third year with the Knicks. One thing's for sure, the kid's work ethic is there, man. He's working. He's putting in the work. No doubt about it, the kid is putting in the work. I can never question that with Julius Randle. You can never question that with Julius Randle. He's putting in the work. So let's see what Julius year three brings. As I said, most improved player. He won the most improved player. MVP votes. You know, that counts for something. That counts for something. So let's see where they take it, man. Let's see where they take it. NY Sports Guy sent a super chat. He says it was needed. Deal just off optics alone. Can't have a player with all of Randle's accolades last year not reward him. That alone shows a smart front office. Yeah, 100%. 100%. And he gave him a discount. He could have went in to the next offseason and said, hey, give me 40. Give me my 40. You know what I mean? He could have easily done that. But he gave him a discount. So I have no issues with it at all. I thought that he would have taken it into next offseason and got, you know, something more or shot for something more. But the two sides have taken care of it early. Let's get those likes up. Salute to Eddie Cologne. Let's definitely get those likes up. Appreciate that. Appreciate that, Eddie Cologne. I'm trying to see the is Julius putting in some work right now. He's down in Dallas with Tyler Relf, his trainer. Him and Miles Turner. Some people got excited to see him and Miles Turner working out together, thinking it was a sign. No, they work out all the time in Dallas. They're friends, so I wouldn't look too far into it. But yeah, Julius is down in Dallas getting some work in with Miles Turner, and that's what he does, man. His worth ethic is second to none. So it's a great deal. A lot of people ask him about Zion. I don't know what happens. You know, I don't know what happens. I'm sure Zion wants to come here. I'm sure ultimately he'll want out of the Pelicans, and where do the two sides go from there? We'll see, man. But let's just focus on this upcoming season. Focus on this Knicks team. The acquisitions of Kemba. Acquisitions of Evan Fournier, who had another good game leading Team France over Slovenia in the semifinal game in the Olympics. That game just finished, so we'll get to see Evan Fournier and France take on KD, the red-hot KD, Devin Booker, Dame Dallas, and Team USA. We'll see when that game is. I just watched USA topple Australia last night or early morning. So, yeah, man, we'll see what happens, man. Leave some more comments in the chat. Give me a thumbs up, thumbs down real quick in the chat. How you feel about this deal for Julius Randle and the Knicks coming to the contract extension? What do you guys think about it? Leave a comment in the chat. Upcoming shows, like I said, I'll be on with Jake Asman at 9:45 on his channel, but we'll also record it for Knicks Fan TV, so that'll be up later on. I'll be on SNY's A Putback with Ian Begley on Monday for a free agency debrief. And, yeah, a couple other things coming up, so stay tuned. We're getting ready for Summer League as we shift towards Summer League now. We put a bow on free agency with this Julius news and move towards Summer League. So we'll be back Summer League post-game live after every game, seeing what these young bulls do. We just heard Luka Vildoza is flying from Japan to Vegas, so Vildoza's getting ready for Summer League. We already got Kevin Knox. Summer League Knox is coming back. We got Obi, we got Quickly, Grimes, McBride, Sims. So excited for Summer League. I think Vegas picked the Knicks as the favorites to win the Summer League chip. So that's pretty funny. Salute to Barra El Harry, team hashtag new Wayne, checking in from Brooklyn. Yeah, if you guys are new in the chat, leave me a hashtag new. I'll give you guys a shout out real quick before I sign off. And yeah, well, once again, man, Julius Randle, a 4-year, $117 million extension. Total valued at $5,140. $28 million. $28 million, it starts, and it goes up 8%. It's a great deal. Absolutely great deal, man. Michael Burgill says, who's the last Knicks captain? I'm pretty sure they had captains under Fizz. Or was it under Hornacek? I'm pretty sure they had captains, man. I don't remember off the top of my head. It's early. Flawless in Time the Third says, good morning from the West Coast. He's a Golden State Warriors fan, but he's a Knicks Fan TV supporter. You get a lot of those, man. Get a lot of those. Wancho checking in from Orlando. Appreciate it, bro. Have I heard anything about Kelly Oubre? No. Knicks do still have a $4.9 million room exception. You know, would Kelly Oubre take that? I couldn't tell you. I'm not so sure. But it's still there. Yeah, and it's you can sign that player for 2 years. So it's still there. Maybe. You know, never say never. Because market's drying up right now. Kelly Oubre and Dennis Schroeder looking on the sidelines, you know, waiting for a new home. So, shout out to Burton or Burr7 on. He says he's from Australia. Well done, USA. Well done, CP. Appreciate it. Rico World Peace says, I love it. Let's go. CP the artist in here. What's going on, bro? Yeah, man. All right, I'm out of here, people. Have a great day. Have a productive day. Peace and love to you guys. Julius Knicks, 4-year, 170.